This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
If you guys have been listening to Ask Women for a while, you probably know my voice associated with some cynicism, maybe some jokes you're not a fan of, or maybe you are a fan of because you've got great taste. Well, either way, I've come a long way from that cynical gal, and I'm doing amazing things helping guys get their banter and conversation skills on track, as well as making those dating profiles look not so terrible. Or dare I say good? No, dare I say great. I get them looking great. And I've been doing it long enough now that I'm seeing actual results coming in from guys that I've worked with, like, you know, for example, engagements, things like that. I have to say, I feel pretty good about my skills, and those dudes do too. So if you want to be smooth and witty in conversation or smooth and witty in your profile, you know who to come and see, and that's me, Kristen. And I'm at kristenandchill.com. All of my stuff is up there if you guys want to hit me up and get my help. So again, kristenandchill.com. Charm more than just her socks off.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick. Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we have a very timely episode because today we are talking with Carmelia Ray, a matchmaker, an online dating expert, an all-around unbelievable woman about online dating, specifically virtual dating and virtual dates and how to find places virtually that you can meet new women that are not just your typical online dating apps. We get into a ton of information about online dating that you cannot miss. So keep listening.
Hey, welcome to the Ask Women podcast during these strange, strange times. I'm Kristen Carney, one of your hosts, along with Marnie Kinross. And today we have an expert who is super well-rounded and has been doing this for years and years and years, higher than I can count, which isn't saying much because I can't count very high. No, I'm just kidding. We have Carmelia Ray with us, who's from Mom vs. Matchmaker, which is a show on TV for matchmaking and helps dudes online. She'll tell us all about her. Hey, Carmelia, thanks for hanging with us today.
Thanks for the opportunity, ladies. I am a celebrity matchmaker, online dating coach. I am the 2020 best dating coach voted by iDate, where Marnie and I actually met years and years ago, or at least I contacted you through that. I've had a television show for 4 seasons called Mom vs. Matchmaker, has won several awards for reality TV and is broadcast in 85 countries. I heard my voice in Spanish. I hate it. And I teach men and women how to date online. And I also introduce people together offline. So I have the unique opportunity of playing matchmaker or helping singles with their digital strategy.
I don't even know where to start. I have so many questions, but I guess I'm going to start with matchmaking, because matchmaking is fascinating to me. We had a matchmaker on a long time ago, if you can remember, Kristen, when we were at iHeartRadio.
Who did you have?
Who did we have?
Julie Furman?
Well, it was some...
I can't remember her name.
I totally forget. It was something to like Los Angeles local. I totally forget what the company was called, but they had like a large database of people. And I was just fascinated by the whole process. But we haven't had anybody on since. And I'd love to hear from you. What is matchmaking? And like, what are you seeing as a matchmaker that people who are dating are not seeing? So like, speaking to the men right now who are listening to this show, what are some things that they may not be paying attention to that you can see are the right things for them to be looking for?
Typically, when someone comes to me as a matchmaker, they're at the point where they've realized they're either their picker's broken or they're frustrated. And sometimes it's just they're busy professionals. They just realize that online dating takes time, meeting people takes time, They'd really want a more efficient and vetted way of meeting somebody. It's kind of like introducing your single BFF to someone that you know or someone special. I mean, you know her interests. I'm matching based on lifestyle, attitude, values, and goals. So as a matchmaker, you sit down with the person one-on-one. There's usually an in-depth matchmaking process. So we go through quite an extensive list of criteria. I get to know what the gentleman's looking for, what he offers, what he brings to the table, what he's looking for. And what's interesting is that a matchmaker can really give you the goods on, okay, are you being realistic with your expectations, right? Also, do you know enough about yourself and have you done the work to prepare yourself to be going on dates and to be meeting women? Because Marty, you're a coach. I don't know how many men blow dates with perfectly amazing women because they just lack the basic dating skills. Right. Yes or no?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I mean, you can even be a great looking guy and it's really not about looks, as particularly for women. I find that guys, first of all, if you're worried about looks, that is not the most important criteria for a woman. How you make her feel, being stable, being somebody reliable, being somebody that she can count on. There are far more qualities that have greater weight to a woman than just looks. But feeling secure and protected, looks help. I mean, looks always matter for both men and women, right? Yeah. But I think coming from an inside a matchmaker's mind, I really can get down to the level of understanding what are they doing or not doing that's prohibiting them from finding a partner. And then the beauty of that is when you go on a date that's set up by a matchmaker, there's also feedback. Usually when you go on a date on your own, you don't have feedback of what happened. You're either ghosted or you don't know what's going on or she won't tell you the truth. Whereas when you're set up by a matchmaker, I get feedback from both parties when you finish that date. So she's going to give me the goods on what she felt about you. You're going to give me your assessment of that date. And somewhere in the middle, we're going to interpret that. And over a period of time, I'll be able to tell through dating practice and through that feedback, what are the mistakes that you're making? Or, you know, what could you do better? What can you improve on? And some dates aren't always horrible. Sometimes it's just a matter of chemistry, right? You're just not compatible with each other.
Right. Well, so how can guys do this on their own? Because obviously I would love for every single person to sign up and do matchmaking with you and get themselves off online. But yeah, sure. How do they figure out? Can they ask these women where their mistakes were?
First of all, you've got to be good at critique. Sometimes you've got to be able to ask those questions. There's two things. If you want to be your own matchmaker, there's where are you finding them, right? What's your approach? What's your attitude to finding a woman? Because women, you can be passive. I don't want to say aggressive, or you can be proactive when it comes to your love life, right? Obviously, Marnie, there's different kinds of guys. Not all men have the confidence to approach a woman. So if you know you lack confidence or there's certain areas in your approach or personality that you need help in, well, go and get that help. I mean, you offer that to so many men before you put yourself out there. If you're fishing with the wrong pole or it's not the right pole, like you're going to not catch any fish, right?
Right. In terms of the feedback, I love that you said that you get the feedback from both parties. How do men get that feedback so that they can grow and become better? Is there a way for them to ask and actually get a response? Because, I mean, I would tell you what was wrong with the guy, but I may not be 100% with the guy unless I had full permission to be completely honest. So how would you tell guys to ask for that feedback?
Oh man, I think every guy should probably have an exit survey, like something super cute, right? And have the girl fill it out, like on a scale of 1 to 10. How was I on timeliness? How was I on politeness? Like, I mean, that's one way to gamify that for somebody. If you watched, I do a lot of research for online dating, but I think her name was Amy Webb and she did something on YouTube. Did you watch that video?
I know who she is.
Yeah. So she wrote how she went on hundreds of dates and she graded the dates and she had all of these criteria. So she created a system for herself to kind of have a metric or measurement for how successful she was. And she also gave the guys points for meeting her certain criteria, like narrowing it down to, you know, her top 10 qualities. But for guys, I mean, you can certainly ask if you're noticing that there's some uncomfortability. Like right now, as we're dating mainly through video or phone, like there's no meeting in person unless you're social distance dating. Let's say, for example, you have this great connection or you thought you had a great connection and all of a sudden it starts to dwindle or she completely ghosts you. At this point, you have nothing to lose by sending her a message or asking her, hey, look, from my side, I really enjoyed myself. I thought it was really great. Did I do or say something to offend you? Or was there just not any chemistry? Like if you ask, was it because there wasn't chemistry? Was it because you didn't feel there was a match? Are you seeing someone else? Like if you can put yourself in that scenario, what you think it is, then that's an easy point for her to go, yep, you're right. There just wasn't any chemistry, dude. Or no, I didn't like what you said here. So give them the excuse. Because most times if you're intuitive and you're paying attention and you're like being mindful of all of the actions and like being your own detective, so to speak, or your own coach, hey, did I do or say something wrong? Like, did I not call her enough or whatever that case is? So you could ask those questions. Why not? I would. I mean, if my kids aren't talking to me or my daughter's pissed off and I see her in the corner, I'm like, hey, babe, like, is there something wrong? Did mommy say something? Do you need food? What do you need? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
right. You're absolutely right. You ask a million questions 100%. To try to figure out what is going on.
Yeah.
And basically, it's like, I'm just hungry. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
All it is in the end. But that was very good guidance. What are the top things that you hear from women when it comes to complaints or dislikes or frustrations, dissatisfaction?
Here's the thing. As a matchmaker, sometimes we present photos in advance. Sometimes we don't. It's so utterly frustrating when two people are definitely a match and they judge, you know, meeting that person based on the photo. I can't even explain how that makes a matchmaker feel when you know at a core level and that if they just give this person an opportunity to meet in person, it's going to be a great match. But it's like they're so used to virtually swiping like left and right that they make these choices without giving the person an opportunity to meet in person. So that's frustrating. That's a big frustration for women is because if I present a match to a guy, and then she gets rejected because he didn't like her photo. And now I'd have to tell her, look, you were everything on his wish list, but he didn't like your picture. That really gives a woman the sense of like, what a jerk, or like he's that shallow. But men often believe that if there is an attraction in the beginning, there won't be a possibility for a relationship. And that's not always true.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I thought that was actually more true for men. So when women do come back to you after dates, what is the most common negative feedback? Is it that he wasn't listening? Is it that he was petty? Is it?
Yeah. Talking too much, bragging, not asking enough questions, or talking too much about themselves. But I don't know what you ladies think, but if a guy's rambling a lot, that just shows me he's really nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you guys think? When a guy's on a date and he just can't shut up?
100%. So I tell this story all the time where my sister-in-law had got him back into the dating pool after a really horrible divorce that's sadly still continuing. And she was on a date with this guy who she had met through friends, and she really liked him the first time that they had interacted. And then on the date, she had texted me from the bathroom saying, like, I don't know what to do. He's not the same person that I met like 2 weeks ago before we went on this date. He keeps talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, which is what I think most women tend to think. So I had told her to go back, look him in the eye, put her arm on his forearm and just smile at him, just to let him know that she was there and she was paying attention. And afterwards, she wrote back, oh, I just had a makeout session with this guy, your voodoo magic worked. So I think that for a lot of women who don't have that tool to use, or the knowledge that yes, a man is nervous, and this is for the guys that are listening, they may just say he's rambling, he's just talking about himself all the time. That's how they'll interpret it rather than being nervous.
Yeah. A huge disconnect that I notice is their communication style. Like if he doesn't text back in a certain time frame, or if there's an expectation he should call versus text, or he didn't say a certain thing, like where women, I think, sabotage themselves or sometimes make early judgments is a guy will do something or not do something and they immediately put him in this box or category. Oh, he didn't text me back after 24 hours.
Well, how would you advise a guy to get out of that box? So let's say a guy is comfortable enough with himself to notice that a woman who he's on a first date with is sort of pulling back and she didn't like a few things. Is there something that you would advise a guy to do that could put him back?
Well, I mean, if he's intuitive enough, again, he's going to ask that question. I noticed a change. Something seems off. Is everything okay? How do you like to be messaged? Like, Kristen, what do you think?
I was just talking with this guy recently. He's trying to date during COVID, but he's trying to date in person. And he went on a couple walks with this girl and it seemed to be going well. And one of the dates, he asked her to go back to his place. And it's the time of COVID, so it's not super appropriate. And he reacted poorly when she said no. So he showed off, I'm assuming, like a jerky side. And so she then cooled off in text. She's not really responding. She's not willing to go on another walk. And so he was scripting up the super long text about how I'm sorry for my response, and that's not really who I am, and this COVID thing is throwing me off, etc.
So he tried to save bad behavior.
He's trying to save his bad behavior, but does that make him look even like more unimpressive when he's writing about it and going on about it and embarrassed about it?
I like the fact, not that I like that he's embarrassed, but I do acknowledge him for kind of stepping back and saying, hey, maybe that wasn't the most appropriate thing to do. And geez, like me listening to it as a matchmaker and expert thinking, where was the consideration for her? It was all about come back to my place and be the same thing. Both genders do this. She didn't respond the way he wanted. So he becomes a jerk. And really, his needs were more important than hers in that particular moment. Secondly, how deep does this go? Is this really about values? Is he more risky and she's more risk averse? Like, you know, there's some people that say, like, how dare you even ask me to go? Like, is that going to constantly be an issue? Is he the kind of guy that's like, ah, screw COVID, I'm healthy. Like, it's not going to, I'm going to just cough it off. Like, right? So there's that. So I think that there are, and that's going really, really deep. I don't know how deep you want to go by making a judgment just because he said, I want to see you. Does he like her though? I guess that's my question, Kristen. Does he like her?
I think he thinks he does.
Do you think
he does? I don't know if it's because chickens are slim.
I would say it makes him look wimpier when he goes on and on apologizing.
He needs to take responsibility for how he was, right? And how he was being. And the fact that he's saying, oh, it's COVID, I did that. Yes, he could probably blame it on COVID, saying, I was so lonely that I put my needs ahead of yours. But if he acknowledges that and says, I did this, I realize it made you feel this way, when in fact, I really am this way. But if he really wants to meet people and that's his style and they're just not a match, then, you know, he's just Band-aid, put the band-aid on it, right? Move on. Maybe she's not the right match.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's about owning it. Yeah, the way that Kristen was phrasing it was like that. It was like this long paragraph. I think it has to be something that's succinct and just, it's not about getting her back. It's about just putting out there, about owning the behavior. Like, yeah, that wasn't actually cool.
Yeah, owning what you did. Like, that was actually, I didn't even think of it. And he did a guy move, right? Like, maybe that was just a simple guy move. Like, duh. Oftentimes, women will say, I can't believe he did this. And I will say, sorry, men. I'm not saying pulling you all that way, but there are certain behaviors that guys do. They don't think. They're not very considerate for saying that. Like, I didn't think she was going to think of it that way. Things that women will interpret as, oh my God, what an utter jerk. And that's how she interpreted this. Like, he asked me back without even asking me if I'm okay with it, right? Like, hey, what's your feeling about
it? Or that he didn't respect that she said no. That's what I think the bigger issue. He threw a tantrum after she had said no.
Yeah. So what's your take, both of you guys, what's your take on if you go in with it, into it with a lack of expectation? So if he truly just wanted to say, hey, listen, we may not see each other ever again, but I just want to set the record straight. I felt like a jerk and I didn't want to leave that kind of taste in your mouth, quote unquote, and goes into it without expecting her to now be won over.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Totally.
Is that something?
Yeah, it's of course it's possible. It's always possible to apologize. It's on the other person to do something with that. Most likely, she didn't like him enough to see his real colors. Like, she thinks right now his true colors are the whiny baby that had a tantrum when she said no to something.
Yeah. And think of it this way. Like, social distancing walk is like, what, second base for people right now? And like, going to someone's home is like a freaking home run. So it's like, was this on social distancing walk number one that you're invited? It's kind of like the same thing as having sex on first date. You don't do that, right? So, and again, Kristen, I don't know if that was date one, walk one, and now there's an invitation to the house.
I think it was two.
Date two. Yeah, even that's still a little bit early to hop in bed with someone. I mean, we're talking about risking like a pretty serious disease, right? Because I don't want it, certainly. And you're not from the same household. So
some cities, you would get a fine for this. It would be like,
oh my God. Well, where I am in Toronto, they're giving $1,000 tickets for people that are walking. But the other thing to consider is, I love the fact that he owned up. He realized he was a jerk. But yeah, anybody who makes a big mistake and they want to drag that on, it's like, oh no, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's why if you want to wrap it up for yourself, you wrap it up for yourself and just say, you know what? That was a dick move.
Super dick.
I don't like that I did that. Yeah. And just fine for yourself and don't expect her to turn things around. It might. You have no idea how she's going to react or how much she liked you before. And she could have
sent her an Uber Eats credit for $50 and say, I'm so sorry. Have dinner on me.
Like four masks and like that, your last tub of Lysol wipes, and then all is forgiven.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Be cool.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about video dating because you have some best practices, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So we are going to be back after this.
There is no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partner, BetOnline. Sports are slowly making their way back with the UFC, NASCAR, and soccer leading the way. BetOnline has all the best odds, lines for the upcoming matches this weekend. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening every day live for you to check out. Looking for something else other than sports? BetOnline has hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and all the best props in the business. Visit betonline.ag or use your mobile device and join now to receive your new welcome bonus and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
As you know by now, I'm finally doing something about my weight and my health by starting Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I've already dropped about 18 pounds, and I'm not the only one. Kendrick Perkins is down about 30 pounds, and we're just two of 11,000 who found the solution for weight loss. No gym, no medication, no tricks or gimmicks. Awaken 180, a combination of science, nutrition, and expert one-on-one coach. If you have weight to lose, I recommend you call Paige and her team. You'll lose weight starting the first week and each and every week until you get to your ideal weight. Awaken 180, six locations, but during this lockdown, they're starting clients virtually, the same program from the comforts of your home. Simply log in to awaken180weightloss.com. Fill out the form online and start your weight loss transformation. Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program for the Boston Red Sox.
We are back and we're going to talk about video dating. So let's remember that this is a male audience. So I want to hear about best practices for video dates, like how to set up a video date, what to do with the lighting, where to position it. Like, I want to hear everything. The floor is yours.
Okay. All right, guys. So first of all, you've got to have a decent camera. If you don't, I think Amazon is still delivering stuff. Okay, you can get camera. I don't want to say brands. It doesn't really matter. I have a Logitech camera, HD, but wherever. You can go on Amazon and get a camera. What's more important, because it's just the same thing as when you're on a dating app, nobody wants to see a blurry picture. The same impression is nobody wants to see you on like a crappy camera.
So no cell phone or so like not Skyping on the computer.
I think cell phones are fine, but what is the picture quality of your cell phone? Not everybody has an iPhone 8 or 7 Plus or whatever it is. And the forward-facing camera is also less quality than the front. It's, I don't want you to feel like you have to invest in all this media, but if you know you have a really crappy camera, that does make a first impression for people, right? Like that first image. And also, it's already blurry.
You're buying dinner. Instead of buying dinner, buy one camera for all of your dates. So there you go.
Exactly, for all your dates. The second thing, guys, background really, really matters for anybody, anytime. So I did a coaching call with a gentleman and he's in his bedroom, but the bathroom door was open. The closets were open. I could see everything everywhere. And I helped get him date ready. So choose an area or space in your place, even if you have roommates, where you can be private, where in the background, even if it doesn't have to be styled, it's clean. I don't care if it's a white wall, but less is more when it comes down to a video date, because you want the focus to be on yourself, right? So you're kind of like setting that stage, like, where are you going to have this date? It's cute when you can have the date literally at your coffee table or on your kitchen table, because then you can have a drink in hand. I also do recommend that, right? Make sure you got everything with you so that if you're expecting this date to go longer, you got, yeah, you got your beverage, you got your drink, you can cheers, you got food, you've got all that so that you're comfortable. You've gone to the bathroom, like you did all those things.
Well, do you think it's actually a good idea to eat?
It depends on what the date is like. Like, you're comfortable, you're home. I think that there are certain, like, if even if you were on a first date and you're having chips or popcorn or whatever they serve, like beer nuts, I think that's okay to eat when she's talking. I wouldn't suggest you eat while you're talking, right? Like, that's, there's that. It's a bit of how do you want to set up this date? The mistake that a lot of guys make, they'll be lying in bed. That's a bad move for a first date, like lying in bed, your posture, you know, slouching on your couch, like as if you're not, like, stand at attention. You really want to follow your posture. First of all, you're far more masculine and you're far more appealing when your shoulders are back, your chest is out, not uncomfortably. Like, I don't want you to like think the old school teacher is here and looking over you, but there's a lot to do with body language. I typically do recommend that you have a stand with your phone, or you set your computer up so that your computer is eye level. The most flattering view of you is when it's not your full chin or your forehead. Okay. Like, I've
your full chins.
Chins. No, seriously, I've been on where I'm like, whoa, like this is I'd never have a date with somebody looking underneath their chin. It's just, I don't know why they do that, or they're so, so far back. You're having as this first time conversation. Imagine you were going to an interview. Maybe this is a horrible date prep, but if you're thinking about getting to dinner, an interview, what does it take for you to get dressed up, make that first impression, be on time? All of those things are important. Lighting, Marnie, is so important. Lighting, I think, is everything. The light should be in front of you and not behind you. So many people I've seen have a big window behind them, or light on their left or light on their right, so they basically just see one side of their face. You get blown out when the window is to your back. Basically, the whole front of your face becomes dark and you can't really see you. So position your camera to where there is natural light. Natural lighting always is best. And when you are dark and it's at night, I don't know about you, Marnie, but like some lights in certain places are just so unflattering.
I got one of those circles that I put over like the dot of my camera on my computer for filming stuff. Yeah.
Oh. Yes. There you go. There you go. Kristen's showing us her ring light.
Not that it's on me right now.
No, but ring lights are super inexpensive. Again, Amazon is the go-to for me for anything, even Walmart.
Well, $34. And it gave you three different lights that you can use. Yeah. Whatever goes best with your skin tone.
Yeah. Even Walmart. Just the stand, like put your phone, your computer, as I said, best position is eye level, even maybe cheated a little bit where it's slightly higher, because that's what girls do. They look it up and you like do the selfies. Look at the perfect selfie and look at where that angle is. That is your most flattering angle.
What do you think about guys dressing up? Like, how dressed up do they have to be? For me, I would be okay if I was going on a date with somebody and they had like a really nice sweatsuit on, but that's just me.
It's really about the effort. You can tell if somebody is showing, unless you're super hipster and you want to come off with like that vibe, I'm too cool to get dressed up for you. I don't know. But anytime you can showcase that you've made an effort in your appearance is a bonus point, guys. A bonus point. Kirsten?
I think this is something that's super fun to flirt about beforehand. So get silly and coordinate what you're going to wear in a way. Like, are you going to dress up? Plan it. Say, like, send the girl a text and say, what should I wear? I'm nervous. What are you going to wear?
That's cute.
And so you kind of get on the same page. And so you know what to expect. And it's an icebreaker right from the get-go because you sign on and you instantly just go, so you picked out the shirt. You know, yeah. What do you think? And so you just start off on a fun, playful. Well,
that's engaging too. It's interactive. That's really cute.
Exactly. Do we do fashionable pajamas? Like, are you doing flannel or are we going comfy sweats? Are we going full on like COVID style? Like, you know, that's cool. It's really right. cool. I like that yeah. idea.
COVID hip. I love it. I think that's absolutely.
Yeah, COVID hip.
But you don't have to stop at your clothes. You can do it with, I'm going to have a drink. Are you going to have a drink? What are you going to make? Plan all those things beforehand so that you're not feeling awkward if you show up in a nice shirt with a drink and she's in her pajamas.
Yeah. That being said, it's a unique time where you can really like, I've had COVID, not myself, but I've had clients do first dates where they're making a meal. Now some first dates are doing Amazon watch parties or Netflix watch parties where they're watching a show together. Because there are so many popular dating shows right now that women are forcing men to watch. That's something that is also popular. If you have a mutual interest or show that you want to see together, is great. So I love that prep. And the other part is just to make sure that when you eliminate all of the other distractions of what are you going to wear? What does my background look like? Oh my God, all those other uncomfortabilities and your phone, you're still on a date. So if you're using your phone, great, no distraction, but set all your other settings off because there's nothing you want to hear more than ding, ding, ding. Like you're on a date and all you can hear are all your notifications. So make sure you turn all that off. And some people might not realize that, right? And including your speeds on your internet. Does it work better with Chrome? Zoom dates. Zoom had reported like a 525% increase in usage overnight since COVID. And there are literally bandwidths and bandwidths of interruption because everybody's like flocking to video right now.
Yeah, for sure. What are some of the best virtual dates that you guys have heard of? Or even like COVID dates. Because I think we talked about it on one of our episodes recently where I was riding my bike with my son and I saw two people sitting outside, masks on, in Aww. Separate, obviously separate chairs, but like sitting across from each other and they were on a date. Like, I'd love to hear.
You could tell they were on a date?
Yeah, you could tell. It wasn't a first date, but it was definitely like, okay, we're meeting each other in person now and having a conversation.
I've heard of many social distancing walks. So that is something that it's not original, but you're still getting out and you're having a walk. I think a COVID date picnic where you bring your own food and you guys can have a meal together outside where you're 6 feet apart, that could also be really cool. I think anytime you have a pet and you actually have to go walk your dog, it's a great opportunity to do a dog date right now, a safe dating dog date. That's cute. And then are you talking about interesting dates by video or interesting dates where people actually want to go out?
Both. I just want to hear about interesting ways that people are dating right now, like just really cute ideas.
The other thing is you've heard of people sending food to each other, right? Mm-hmm. Like surprise dinners. I'm going to grab, tell me what you like. And they're going to, you know, grab food and have it delivered at the same time. And then they both get to eat something special. The other thing is they get to both cook something special. This one guy said as a joke, yeah, we should just do origami together. So, I mean, whatever's clever, right? Like if you guys want to do origami, okay, let's both do this penguin or whatever and see who makes the better origami.
I think all of it is so cute. That's what's so wonderful is it lets people be creative. And if you're not creative, the wonderful thing about this world right now is you can go online, you can Google fun virtual date ideas and find 30 things to do.
Have you guys heard of a house party? Yeah. The house party app?
Yeah, house party's great. You can play a game. It's fantastic. There's so many things that are popping up right now so that there's different ways to explore who you are and who the other person is. Like one of my clients, he really likes art. And so a lot of his dates before were, okay, let's go to this art gallery. There's all these virtual tours that you can do now of all of these different museums all over the world.
Yeah, and you can actually go and watch certain beaches in 3D. And funny you said that because
zoo. Like even if you're an animal lover and she's an animal lover, there's a virtual, you know, you can see a virtual zoo, which is kind of cool. So there's a ton of really cool date ideas out there.
There's also virtual dance parties. DJs are doing, oh my God, virtual dance parties are amazing. And if you're literally like Toronto clubs, you know, Rebel from Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay, so Rebel's DJ is spinning and they have over 100 people rocking out in costume party style live on the Zoom party and they're all having fun.
I love that. See, people are getting so creative. I think it's wonderful. Yeah, I have been impressed by human beings.
Yeah. I do a weekly Zoom singles quarantine happy hour on Tuesday nights as well. So for singles to get together. And in there, I actually put the singles and I put them in breakout rooms from using Zoom breakouts. So there might be 30 people on the Zoom, but every 15 minutes, I'll like rotate everybody so they can break off in their small groups. So there's a lot of other also activities that singles can do to be their own matchmaker. And that's some of them. All tons of virtual events that are going on right now that are free. And workouts. Oh my God. I do two virtual workouts. And one of them is where I'm watching on Instagram, but the other one where you're on Zoom with other people.
Oh, wow.
So there are just a ton of things that you can do right now. You're right. Human beings are fascinating and they're just making the best out of this time.
Yeah. Well, wait, tell me more about the events that you were talking about. So what other events are there where you said people can be their own matchmakers? Because you're in Toronto. So I'm assuming most of your people aren't.
Yeah, I'm in Toronto. Like some of the Toronto clubs and restaurants, the ones that are now closed, they are actually still having club nights. So you can just check their Instagram to see, oh, is Rebel having a club night? Is Brassai doing whatever, right? They also even have dinner parties where people can order their food and have dinner parties together.
Wait, who is doing this? Slow down. These are great ideas. My friend, we used to do this. We used to have like these dinner parties where each time you'd invite 10 really interesting people who don't know each other and you have them interact. So I love hearing things like this. So how do people find these things online to know what is going on? Do they just like search virtual dinner parties or virtual singles mixers?
I have stumbled across most of these things on Instagram, to be honest with you. I feel like Instagram is like the living, breathing party of where things are going. Like when I hear about those events because I get tagged or I see them and I follow it. However, Toronto, we have something called NAR City or Toronto Life and a Now magazine, which always has event listings. By the way, Eventbrite is an excellent source for seeing what is available for events because it's completely shifted from live events to virtual events. So if you go to Eventbrite, there are loads of virtual events, including concerts, including seminars and summits. So that's an excellent resource for guys to go to. I have not gone on meetup.com, but I'm going to imagine that meetup.com, which was made for people of interest to meet up, probably have event organizers that are organizing virtual events. I'm pretty sure that that's what's happening. And secondly, I'm almost positive that whatever convention centers or ballrooms or anything that was previously physically facing have probably converted already to some form of virtual something. Like my business has become 100% virtual. You're 100% virtual.
Yeah, everybody has to.
Everybody's virtual. So if you're not getting on the virtual and video side, guys, it's now more than ever. Like now, Marty calls me and says, hey, can you do something? And I'm like, okay, can you be video ready? And I'm like, okay, I think I have to wake up in the morning now with like my makeup already done because like people are just gonna, they're FaceTiming me in my pajamas at 7 a.m. because it's like, so what's wrong with you? Like you've got to be video ready now. And this is what's happened. So if you're not video ready, get there because you're going to miss out. Now, women aren't going to believe you're real. No longer is it the picture. It's like you're video verified, right?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Oh, I love everything you said.
As a single person who is somewhat dating-ish, I'm not really, but I started a Hinge account. One, because I make profiles and I wanted to see what was going on.
Tell me about that. Okay.
But guys are getting creative because I matched with a guy who, and I feel kind of guilty because I'm not really on here seriously, but he had a Buffalo Bills hat on and I'm a huge Buffalo Bills fan. So we matched and I didn't really engage with him much, but he sent me a message saying, like for a date, would you want to FaceTime Friday during the Bills second round draft pick, which I think is like the NFL doing draft picks. So this was him getting creative. So you can also look at the girls that you're talking to's hobbies. And if there's something that aligns, that's something to FaceTime about or have a date.
Oh yeah. You can be a baller at this point now, right?
Okay. So Kristen, were you impressed? Like, was that impressive to you?
Super impressive, but also I'm not responding because I hadn't responded to him at all. And so if I was into the dating right now, it would have been impressive and I might have gone along with it. But because I'm not, my heart's not in it, I'm stepping back and kind of ignoring it. But I was very impressed.
For you, Kristen, just respond back to him and just say, I have to be honest with you. I just popped up, like, just so that he knows that was a good line.
I know.
No, but leave it so that he can go to Marnie and say, Marnie, how did I screw
up? Right, you didn't screw up. Kidding. Right. But then I'll be like, you didn't. She's a bitch. And then I'll be like, oh, it's Kristen. Of course you're a
bitch. I know. And I do feel bad for guys who are making the right move and still not getting the right response, because then they do get confused. But the more creative, the better. You've got a leg up.
For sure.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I love that, like, for a guy like him, who's not afraid to authenticate himself, and he actually, that was intelligent. Yeah. Like, he saw the bills, you made a comment, hey, it's happening here, let's watch it together. A+ totally. For that dude. Yeah. Like, that dude's awesome.
A+ for him. F- for the bitch on the other end who didn't respond.
He only sent it yesterday, so. I could just be busy with, COVID. I have
he's
probably staring at his phone. Yeah. The bills are on Friday. Why is she not responding to me? What's wrong with her?
He's going
to
be so sad watching that, going, I don't know what
happened. I know. He's going to sit there by himself. Well, no, he'll have like 5 girls watching with him. He'll be very, very smart.
Right. On to the next. Oh my God.
Exactly. Well, anyway, thank you so much for jumping on with us. We were supposed to have another guest on the show, and sadly, he did come on, but didn't confirm. Anyway, but I think this ended up being a much better show. I'm so happy that you were able to come on. Please tell people how to get in contact with you.
Super easy. You can get me at Carmelia Ray on Instagram, and my website is CarmeliaRay.com, and pretty much every other social media that you can find me on is at Carmelia Ray. I made it very, very simple.
Perfect. Perfect branding. And actually, Carmelia is also doing a Facebook Live with me tomorrow, but this will air after that happens. But if you are a member of my private Facebook group, then you'll be able to watch the exclusive Facebook Live with Carmelia Ray. Kristen, why don't you tell people how to get in contact with you?
Well, I am just making over so many profiles for dudes because online bantering really has like gone insane and blown up, and therefore I'm going insane, but it's a good insane. So if you want help getting a good profile so you can participate in this madness, hit me up at kristenandchill.com, or more importantly, just hit me up for banter because I like doing that better and you'll get a lot out of it. So yeah, do that.
Yeah. And you're going to start doing some bantering groups.
I am. That's what I've been working on, trying to figure out logistics of. And yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be very soon.
Very, very soon. Well, we'll
do Zoom, and then put them in groups and let them banter with each other. Yeah. That could be an idea.
I'll just walk away. Let it play.
There you go. Well, that'll be happening soon. So we'll keep you posted on that. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every week on Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, but usually I post earlier. So check it out on anchor.fm. And I don't post them anymore on YouTube. So don't check them out there because they were lowering my ranking on YouTube. So I stopped posting them there. But we will see you guys next week.